Two first downs on this drive. Bearcats have only had three first downs in the entire second half. Two of them, as we just noted, have come on this possession. Second and eight. We're in the fourth quarter, under 5 minutes to go, and a swing pass right, incomplete. Looking for a safe pass, but that pass wayward, intended for Ariel Martinez. That'll stop the clock to the benefit of the Golden Tornadoes and sets up a third down and eight.
I understand the play call there, trying to keep the defense guessing. Unfortunately, with it falling incomplete, no time taken off the clock.
From the Geneva 46-yard line, score 27-18, St. Vincent in front. The Bearcats scored the first 27. Geneva has scored the last 18. Four wide trips right. Navarro in the pistol. Sasko behind him. Read option pass over the middle. It's intercepted again. Diving pick at the Geneva 39-yard line. And it's the same man who got the last one, Tyler Kahn.
And just rushing the throw that time was Navarro. However, the offense doing a better job that time. A couple of first downs achieved, under 5 minutes on the clock. And now you put your defense at the helm, and the defense really needing one stop to secure this victory.
Geneva in the second half, a blocked punt and two interceptions, both picks by Tyler Kahn. Now the Golden Tornadoes with the football again from the 39. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Pitch out right, sent to Fonte. Across the 40, out of bounds, boundary tackle by Leighton Quo at the 42. Getting out of bounds stops the clock for Geneva, so that's the benefit there as we're at 4:41. 3-yard gain. This has been a tale of two halves, but Geneva with the triple option. Again, the score 27-18, St. Vincent. It'll be an option left keeper for Luke Lloyd as the first down. Now stacked up in St. Vincent territory and shoved forward with the help of his linemen to the 45. Luke Lloyd took over at quarterback late in the third quarter and actually came after the blocked punt. And he finished off the drive, a 3-yard rushing touchdown with 3:26 to go in the third at that time. We're late in the fourth now. Handoff Marshall, first and 10 from the St. Vincent 45. Cameron Mack had him up top, but Marshall keeps the feet moving. And look out, across the 35 and tackled at the 32 of St. Vincent. A man on a mission there, Trey Marshall. Looked like it should have been a loss and somehow ends up with a first down.
And that play going just over 10 yards, but by far the most impressive run of the night, in my opinion. Multiple tackles broken by Trey Marshall, and that shows why this guy is so successful.
He almost went through all 11. Play action on a first and 10 from the 33. Downfield, it's caught inside the 10 and tackle at the 7. It is Loffrey with the reception for Geneva. Justin Loffrey, the junior from Brook High School. And Geneva, with just under 4 minutes to play, we have 3:52 and counting, knocking on the door, the Golden Tornadoes. We've got another thriller on our hands here from Reeves Field in back-to-back seasons. Option play left, cutback, Lloyd keeps it, he dives across the goal line, touchdown Golden Tornadoes. 3:38 to play, and it's 27-24, St. Vincent's lead trimmed to 3.
A great drive by Geneva. Credit to them. Running the football, but doing it quickly and moving down the field.